Hello.
Oh, hi, Sardia. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Tuesday, right?
Right.
So I was reading over your email. Thank you for the nice words that you put for Amy. We really appreciate that. I know that she's a sweetheart. But some of the other things that you put were concerning. So I know that, you know, you're only I know that you were wanting to cancel your account and you were speaking with Paul. So what's going on?
I put some thought into it, and I think I might put it on hold for now.
Okay. So
go ahead.
When you say you want to put it on hold, is it the program, or is it that you're afraid that it might not work, or is it the pricing? I mean, what's causing that hesitation?
Some of the information that I'm being asked for is kind of, I'm not quite comfortable with that.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, are you talking about the email that said photos needed for Google optimization?
Right, because it's asking for licenses, insurance documents, tax information, work vehicles displaying, license, and all those stuff. I've done advertising with other, and I've never given all these intimate information.
Okay, I want to explain something to you. As
mm-hmm.
far as Google is concerned, they will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the
mm-hmm.
only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So what Google will do is they will say, you know, send over an insurance document or a license or a work vehicle with a main license plate or something that would solidify to them that you're actually a valid business in the area. Once they see that, they say, okay, this is really a real business in the area, and they publish you, and then they protect you from those big corporations that come in and try to steal clients. So what I always tell people is that email has like 7 different suggestions of items that you can send. Definitely don't send anything that you're not comfortable with, but just send over the items that you can. You know, let's say that all you have is a invoice with your main address and a business card and maybe your business registration. Maybe you're comfortable in sending those 3 items, but you're not comfortable in sending the rest. By all means, send those items over, because that way Google will see that you're a real business in the area and they'll still allow you to be published, right? So all we do is we send over the options that Google will accept, but you don't have to send over all 7 options. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does, but I think you need the email needed to be worded properly, because to me, I'm reading like you need all, to give all this so we can do what we need to do.
Yeah, and that's scary, especially since you're just looking at it as advertising and you're like, hey, I do advertising all the time and I don't have to do all this, you know? Yeah, so if you go on Google and you type in pretty much anything, you'll see those ads at the top that run that actually say ad next to them. Usually those are big corporations, and Google makes millions and millions of dollars running pay-per-click ads for those big corporations. But sometimes those big corporations get sneaky and they say, oh, we're going to try to create a local listing and see if we can get on the first page locally, and that way we don't have to pay so much money in those pay-per-click ads. Right? And so that's all Google is doing, is they're trying to solidify that you're a valid business in the area so that they can publish you. So it's actually really simple. It usually takes, you know, less than 10 minutes to just send over a couple of things. That way Google, you know, will solidify it and say, okay, this is a real business in the area, and they know that, you know, they can publish you. Because, you know, they don't accept any company to be on the first page. There's certain criteria that you have to meet, which is why when they spoke with you yesterday, they had originally asked you a couple of qualifying questions, made sure that there's nothing negative posted about you. You know, you do have to meet certain criteria to even qualify to be on the first page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking here at the notes from yesterday too. It looks like you were needing a website and they were going to build a website on your domain. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cause that's the nice thing about this program, Sardia, is that if you feel comfortable enough to get a couple of things over just so that you can verify the business and get on Google, we're a month-to-month subscription, so we allow you to try the program, track the results that you're getting, and kind of pay as you go. So if down the road you're ever, you know, not happy with it, which I know that you'll absolutely love it, you know, once you see how this is going to get your phone ringing and bring you new clients, you know, but if for some reason down the road you ever wanted to cancel, worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because at that point, everything that we created for you, you're always going to have that for your business. So you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on some of the popular directories. Your company is going to be accessible from the mobile platform, which means you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. You know, so if you ever were to cancel, you know, worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger internet presence than you have right now.
Okay, so what you're saying, I don't have to send all these 7 items or 8 that they send in the email?
Absolutely not. You just send over whatever you're comfortable with. Like I said, if you're only comfortable with 2 or 3 of the items, by all means, just send over those 2 or 3, and that will help us get you verified on Google.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that make you feel a whole lot better? I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm happy. I'm happy I was able to help you with that. Because I know sometimes I work, trust me, in a building full of technicians. And sometimes when I talk to them, I think that they're speaking Greek. And even when they write those emails and send them out, they don't understand for someone that's simple like us that we want to know that we don't have to go through all that. As long as we send a couple of things, we can get verified. And, you know, they need to keep the language a little bit simpler, you know? Maybe I should try to help them and say, look, do you think it would be okay if I would kind of rewrite those emails for you? And
maybe that's what they could, like, no, I'm not going to do this. This is too intimate. No.
Uh-huh. I've noticed that. I've noticed that people that are very, very highly intelligent in the technical department, sometimes they don't have a lot of common sense, you know, and then sometimes people that have a lot of common sense, they get lost with all that technical. That's why sometimes I'll tell people, like, look, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. So, yes, I can help you if you call me to get you to the right person, right? But don't expect me to be able to do that stuff, because all I do is I'll handle, you know, the cancel requests, and I do certain positions here, but I'm not the one that does the technical aspect of it. You know, I'm not a programmer. You know, I'll always preface that when I talk to people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So another question. Mm-hmm. Where do I send the email of this stuff to?
I believe, let me check out that email that they sent you. I believe there's a login to the dashboard that you just upload it to. But if that's too complicated, you can just do very simple at photos@localsplash.com. But I'm just going to look at that email and see what format that was requesting you. So Give me a second. They sent you the email. Photos needed for optimizing. Oh, yeah. It says go to your client dashboard. So if you go to the client dashboard, I can show you real quick how to get in. It's actually pretty simple. If you go to my.localsplash.com.
I click on the link, but I don't have a username or password, or did they send
you
that?
Oh, it's in your welcome email, but I'll tell you what it is right now. So are you at the page that's asking you for the username and password?
Yes, give me 1 second.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Where is that? Yes, I'm there.
Perfect. So your username is your 10-digit phone number, but there's no spaces or dashes. It's just the 207-502-3770. It's all together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the password is all lowercase, all one word, S like Sam, E like Edward, O like Oscar, and then the word search. S-E-A-R-C-H.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once you put that in, and you'll come to where it says the client dashboard, or local/advanced reporting, do you see at the top there is those tabs that say home, leads, website, listings?
It's loading. Give me 1 second.
Are you doing this on a regular computer or on your phone?
Computer.
Okay, good. Because I said look for the tabs. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what am I looking for now?
See those tabs, home, leads, website, listings at the top? Right above where it says your Google profile is not verified in red, and right above that there are some tabs.
Home, leads.
The very last tab, it says business info.
Yes.
Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then scroll all the way to the bottom and see where it says business documents. And there's a little blue cross. You could click here to add business, license, registration, or other documents. So even if it's just a business card or an invoice, just put whatever you think will help in this section here. And then if you go up a little bit, let's say that you have a logo or you have some nice before and after photos because you're a cleaning company, right? You can add them here, and anything that you add in this media section, we can put right up on your website for you.
Okay. I was about to ask about the before and after photos, so I can do that.
Yep, so you would put them in the business photos in the media section where it says click here to add photos. And then once you upload them, you can even drag them to rearrange them. So you could say like, ooh, I have this fancy one that I want to go first, right? So you can, once you upload them, you can drag them so that you put the fancy one first. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yep. And then, of course, if you don't want to organize it, just upload them all, and then you just, you know, call us and say, can you please put the fancy one first, and then we'll organize it for you. You know what I mean? But some people like to be hands-on and do it themselves on their end.
Okay. Thank you so much for this.
All right. You're welcome. So I'll tell them to continue on with your account and to keep an eye out for the documents. And I'm so sorry that scared you, that email. I'm definitely going to try to help them and reword it, you know, because you're not the first one that got scared by that. And, you know, I don't blame you because, you know, in this day and age and with identity theft and all that stuff that's going on, who wants to send their personal information out? You know what I mean? So, yeah, just send over whatever you can just to show that you're a valid business in the area, and then you'll be good to go, okay?
Yes, I'm going to do that right now since I'm right here.
Awesome. Okay, Sardia. And then moving forward, you have my extension now, which is 777. So if you ever have any questions, feel free to call me, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sardia. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.